AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. For a third time, Ohio's Jim Jordan did not get enough votes to become Speaker of the House.
Bacon.
McHenry.
Jordan got support today from a man ousted as Speaker, Kevin McCarthy. He called Jordan an effective legislator.
To legislate is about more than the name on the bill. It's about reaching compromise and working long hours behind the scenes to get the job done.
Speaking on behalf of Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries for Speaker was Democrat Catherine Clark from Massachusetts.
We need a Speaker worthy of wielding that gavel. A leader who will defend democracy, not degrade it.
The White House is detailing its $105 billion funding request for Israel, Ukraine, and other issues. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The bulk of it would support Kyiv, more than $61 billion. Israel would get roughly $14 billion. In pitching the American people last night on the plan, President Biden said supporting those two nations in their fight against tyranny and terror is vital to American security, and urge Congress to move fast.
I know we have our divisions at home. We have to get past them.
He's hoping other items in the funding request, from border security to countering China, will help move the legislation forward. But that could also bog down the process, which already faces an uncertain future, with the House essentially shut down. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel says it does not plan to take long-term control over the Gaza Strip after an expected ground offensive to root out Hamas militants. The Israeli military punished Gaza with airstrikes again today. The sheriff in Hagerstown, Maryland, says a targeted attack led to the death of a judge who was shot outside his home. Authorities are actively working to apprehend a suspect. This is AP News. Experts are watching the price of gas during the crisis in the Middle East.
Gas prices are actually falling, says the AAA, despite the global tensions that are causing ripples through the oil market, it says. Gas is $3.55 a gallon on average today. That's down 7 cents in a week. In the past month, the price of gas has dropped 32 cents. That means every time you fill up now, you save about $5, says the AAA. The lowest prices are in the South. It's $3.10 in Tennessee. The highest prices are in the West. It's $5.48 in California. The AAA's Andrew Gross says the oil market is watching to see if the war between Israel and Hamas widens. I'm Rita Foley.
A man in Florida was found guilty of murdering his wife after a dispute over whether they should appear together on a home renovation television show. The wife refused to appear. David Tronis was sentenced to life in prison. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.